This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, the driver of the Ford GT, it is Joey Hand. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good. And, of course, this weekend you're out in Lime Rock for the Northeast Grand Prix Championship, WeatherTech Championship. And this is a pretty neat deal because no prototypes. You guys are the main show. And, you know, Lime Rock is a real twisty, curvy track. But it really showcases the GT cars, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's actually kind of a little bit of a short track Saturday night kind of place here. You know, it's only one left-hander. Pretty quick. Everything's fast. We won this thing last year, so it's always good coming to a race that you won. And we won it at the end. It's going to be... This week in particular, it's going to be hot, 95 degrees, like 105 heat index, they say. So tire degradation is the issue. But it always ends up being a great race here. Not very common to come in with no bodywork damaged here, let me tell you that. You normally have some dive planes bent, some other color car on your car. So great show for the fans here.
So, I mean, what steps are you taking personally? Because you had a viral issue, I mean, I went through with pneumonia last month and that, and knocked the crap out of you. But I mean, what steps are you taking? Do you guys have the trainers out there and everybody's on you? Drink. And is there anything else you guys can do?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're right. I was out for a while. I had bad virus and it was, you know, it beat you down, but I've been racing since I went back and raced at Le Mans, and that one, if you can survive a Le Mans, it's like 4 2-hour stints and through the night, it's physically and mentally one of the toughest races in the world. If you survive that, everything else is kind of a lot easier. But you know, there's nothing real, no real secret, man. Just drinking water. I drink a lot of Pedialyte, believe it or not.
Okay.
You know, stay hydrated, eat some food, and you know, it's one of the things where you don't have to get out of the car here, so. Dirk's going to start. We're starting fourth. Dirk did a stellar qualifying lap. So we're starting fourth, and then I'll get in and probably do anywhere from an hour and 30 to 2 hours, just depending on how it shakes out, yellows or whatever. And if you don't get out of the car, you can manage the heat. It's when you get out and you got to get back in,
It's
difficult, right? So once you get in, you don't think about it as much. If it goes yellow, you start to think about it. It feels really hot under yellow. But when you keep moving, I mean, keep in mind, though, this track is 50 seconds is our lap. We're lapping around. They actually qualify in the 49s around here. So it's a very quick lap. There's no time to take a break on the straightaway and breathe. And we're dealing with third, fourth, and fifth gear corners. So it's fast and all to the right. So definitely unique. Definitely hard on the driver for sure. But we got this.
All right, Joey, how does it feel to drive the Ford GT, which obviously is, you know, one of the most iconic cars in the world?
Well, you said it. I mean, you're driving one of the most iconic cars in the world. So it's always cool to saddle up and get in this thing. I mean, you know, sometimes you forget what you're driving. You know, when we started this program, you jumped in the car. It was such a big deal around the world. And you'd be surprised. The luster doesn't wear off for the fans. They still, you know, when you see people walk around, this car still draws a huge crowd. Although maybe it's me, maybe it's Dirk, I don't know. But I think, still think it's a lot of the car. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's what we've done as a team, as a big program with Ford and Ford Performance, and of course Chip Ganassi Racing, to go to Le Mans and win in the first try, and that's what we were trying to do. As the win in the first try in 2016, that was a pretty big deal. And so the history that goes with this will never be forgotten by me, and for sure not by a lot of people.
Now the question is, do you have one, or are you looking to get one in the future, a road car?
I do have one.
Ah!
I do have one, yeah. I think everybody's got one or got one coming. I know Dirk drives his around a lot. I got white with black stripes.
Okay.
So, yeah, I do have the Joey Hand version.
And let's see, how can I say this? Have you been able to exercise it?
No.
Well, I could get in. Getting out would be the problem.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's definitely a compact cockpit. Let's put it that way. So you get two good sized guys in there, and you're going to be shoulder to shoulder. But you know, I was fortunate enough to do a lot of the final production testing with the car before it went to production, and in the road car. And you know, I got to hustle as hard as I possibly could. They told me to drive it in Salt Lake City and Las Vegas and all these different places. So I actually got a lot of experience in the car. And a lot of people ask, do you drive your car hard? You know, do you hustle around? I'm like, no way, man. Mm-hmm. Why would I do that? I got Ford's GTs to do that in. I'm not wearing mine out.
Sure, you bet. And then, of course, coming up in a few weeks, you'll be out at Road America at the IMSA Road Race Showcase. And what kind of special memories or what are you looking forward to when you come back out here to Wisconsin?
Come on, Road America. Anybody that knows me, Road America is my favorite racetrack in all the world. I've driven all around the world. I always say Road America is the best lap in racing for any racing driver. I bet you everybody you talk to will say, I love this track, I love it. You know, even on a simulator, my son's favorite track. He's never driven it in real life, of course. He's driven on a simulator, and he's like, I love Road America. I'm like, so do I. It's just one of those places that has a little bit of everything. You start the lap as a race car driver, you start the lap, and you know it's going to be fun. It's got 90 corners. They're fast. It's got the carousel. It's got the kink, which, you know, separates guys because mm-hmm. every time you go through the kink, you're going, I'm going flat. And you get there, you're going, no, I don't. I'm not doing it. Can't do it. So it's just... just a cool place. On top of that, great fans. I brought my family there last year, and they loved it. You know, the updates that they've done with the walking trails around the backside of the track, that you used to not be able to get down to the kink as well. Now you can take a golf cart around there. You can walk down there, hang out. So there's just a lot of cool stuff, not to mention all the fried cheese. That's I get down with the fried cheese. Let me tell you what.
That's what I was just about to ask you. What's the one food item? You know, is it the bratwurst? The 8,000 million different types of beer? You know, that you have to hit up when you come to Road America.
I'll tell you what. Anybody listening that goes to this race, I dare you to not get the fried cheese at the concession stand on the way up the hill to the paddock.
At the gearbox. That's the gearbox.
They are. Awesome. So, and I trust me, I've tested them all over Wisconsin, and that's in the top two right there, for sure.
Nice,
very good.
Don't tell Chip.
No, well, I'm sure Chip is at his fair of fried cheese too.
I don't know, but maybe I'll share some with him.
All right, Joey, and make sure you check out the Northeast Grand Prix today on NBC Sports. We certainly appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule coming on, and hope you stay cool, and the best of luck to Dirk and you, and we'll look forward to seeing you in August at Road America.
10-4, looking forward to it. This race starts an hour and a half, so saddle up.
You bet. All right, you make sure to tune in to the IMSA Northeast Grand Prix at Lime Rock. Should be a cool race with the GT cars out there. And they put on a great show. No prototypes, just the GT cars. So you get to see the Porsches, the aforementioned Ford GTs and that. So
it's awesome that they get center stage.
Yeah, really cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.